Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
GDPR stands for General Data Protection Regulation. It's been described as the biggest overhaul of online privacy since the birth of the internet. It's designed to give all EU citizens the right to know what data is stored on them and to have it deleted, plus to protect them from privacy and data breaches. It comes into effect today. And Paul Jordan joins us now to unravel this. He's the Europe Managing Director of the International Association of Privacy Professionals. Good morning, Paul. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, good morning, and thank you for having me.
I guess pretty much everybody has been receiving emails now, kind of panic emails almost, in the last couple of weeks. Do you still want to hear from us? Should we stop sending you updates? Click here now. This is not a kind of thing that's just been happening in the last couple of weeks. This has been a while coming, hasn't it?
Yes, no, indeed. I mean, obviously, with the legislation, I think what's key is that at the heart of this seismic piece of legislation is consumer protection.
Yeah.
You know, privacy is a fundamental right for European citizens. And I think the GDPR has come into force to basically reinforce that in a greater context. And therefore, there are a number of provisions placed on companies to ensure that they are managing personal data in an appropriate fashion in line with the GDPR. And thus, there is a need for companies to ensure that they have consent from consumers and citizens to process their personal data. And I think that's why we're seeing this this rash of emails.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the emails in themselves are somewhat confusing. I've received a lot of these things, and they seem to be of a few different types. There's the one which simply says, we have changed our data protection policy and terms and conditions. If you want to look at it, then click here. Other ones which say, if you want to remain in contact with us, opt in by pressing this button. Some have even said, unless you press this button, you accept that we have your data stored on you. They all seem to be doing it in different ways. Why is that?
Well, I think companies are reading the GDPR in different ways in many respects. And then again, there are a number of legitimate legal bases for processing personal data. So if you are a customer of a company, there is argument that there's legitimate basis and legitimate interest to continue processing data. There are other companies where they've acquired your personal data through third parties or through other means, and therefore there is an explicit requirement placed on companies now to ensure that you still want to receive, it could be newsletters, it could be marketing, direct marketing, and so forth. So I think companies are using the consent option, which is one of many different legal bases, to cover themselves. And I think some people are using it erroneously, but obviously some companies are doing it appropriately.
From a personal point of view, I'm absolutely delighted because most of them I've forgotten I'd even subscribed to anything. And so I've just not bothered responding, which I guess is the correct response.
Well, welcome to the club. I've received many as well, not just through my professional mail, but through my personal mail as well.
So, yeah.
You know, there's many, many stories out there. This has been covered by a number of British newspapers as well. There's been some articles in The Guardian as well with regards to this and so forth. And of course, it's you know, if citizens weren't aware, they're becoming aware now because obviously a lot of them are being contacted because they're on mailing lists.
Yeah.
It's a seismic piece of legislation. It, you know, as you mentioned in your introduction,
yeah.
You know, it is, It is the biggest piece of data protection legislation in Europe in 20 years. So that's it's considerable, and I think it's going to have an impact on how companies manage personal data going forward, and I think it will become a strategic consideration for companies.
And some of the companies, of course, particularly the smaller ones, must be quaking in their boots because the regulators have the power to fine firms up to 20 million euros or 4% of their annual global turnover, whichever is greater.
Sure. And this is basically a maximum threshold and would, you know, predominantly to larger organizations. Obviously, SMEs are in a different situation in the sense that they probably haven't had the resources to necessarily comply straight off the bat today. And I think that's, you know, the regulators have essentially stipulated that you know, where companies have demonstrated accountability and robust planning to comply with the GDPR, even if compliance is not yet achieved, there will be some leeway also to allow companies within a bedding in phase.
For the end user like me and you, we now have the ability to know what data is stored on us and to have that data deleted, and that's a biggie, isn't it?
It is, yes. That's one of the key changes with this piece of legislation. Is it's really empowering the citizen, it's empowering the consumer, in order to make those choices. Additionally, companies need to apply purpose limitations. So, if you collect data for a given specific activity, you cannot actually process that data for additional activities unless you have the consent of your consumer.
Right. So now, a lot of people are kind of misinterpreting that as, oh, I can get rid of all my spam emails now. But of course, that's a whole other world of pain, isn't it?
Well, if you opt out, yes. I mean, if you are getting, I mean, typically you do have unsubscribe features in emails, direct marketing emails.
Yeah.
But we will certainly see a reduction in spam as a result of the GDPR. Probably not, you know, a complete eradication of it. But you know, people do have that power now to opt out and request that their data be deleted.
Who has to comply? This is an EU thing. So what about if I'm an American company dealing with European clients or have European subscribers? Do I have to comply if I'm American?
That's a very good question. In fact, the GDPR, we say the GDPR is extraterritorial, which means that if you are a company outside of the European Union and you are processing European citizen and consumer data, then you are bound by the GDPR.
Oh.
So American companies, Asian companies, companies that mightn't even necessarily have legal entities within the European Union, the right to privacy is a mobile right for European citizens. So it's important that companies understand this consideration when they're working with the European markets, with the EU markets. Yeah.
So let's say I get an email from Pyongyang, you know, trying to sell me the latest nuclear missile, and I'm not happy about that email. Who do I get in touch with then as the end consumer? Who is my policeman now for this?
Well, you would contact your national regulator. So, you know, for British citizens, they would contact the ICO in the UK. In Spain, you would contact the Spanish regulator, and you can file a complaint, and then it's up to the Spanish regulator to take action.
Right, and that breach must be reported within 72 hours if there's a breach. Is that correct?
For companies, so if there is a data breach within a company, so if there's a leak of data or loss of data or a cyber attack, it must be reported to the national regulator within 72 hours, yes.
Now, of course, the very interesting $64,000 question is, what happens after Brexit to the British companies who are collecting data?
Well, obviously that's a very complex situation, but clearly the ICO, so the Information Commissioner's Office, as well as the government, have stipulated that the GDPR will be the law of the land. So they are actually adopting the GDPR into the revised UK bill.
Ah, okay.
So it will apply because obviously, you know, 11% of all global data flows actually emanate from the UK.
I see.
With cloud solutions and so forth. So, you know, the UK companies make up a significant portion of international data flows. So I think it's obviously in the interest of the EU as well as the UK that there is that there's consensus on continuing good business practices for the benefit of everybody.
It's interesting how different companies are handling this. There's a big difference between John Smith the Butcher having my email address so he can send me his Christmas hamper and somebody like Facebook or WhatsApp or Google. Is this really targeted at these big companies? Is that really who they want to kind of rein in?
Well, there is an element of that. But clearly, if you look at the smaller companies, perhaps not the local butcher, but smaller companies make up a lot of supply chains for larger organizations. So they could, small, medium-sized enterprise could be processing data, so it could be data profiling or something of that nature, on behalf of a larger multinational. And they, too, must be compliant with the GDPR. So I think the essence is to try and build a more robust data protection and privacy culture within the EU. So invariably, with time, it will impact all organizations and companies that are processing personal data.
So in terms of the end consumer then, with this deluge of emails that we're getting from these companies, I guess what we do is we look at who that company is and decide whether we want to remain to be getting emails from them. And if we don't, we just basically ignore it and then don't opt back in.
Exactly. Or, depending on the nature and content of that particular email, there may be an opt-out button or an unsubscribe button, and I would recommend people click on that. Therefore, they'll no longer receive any more mails.
It's an interesting one to police this, isn't it, for the authorities? Because it could be colossal in terms of how you police this.
I'm sorry?
I'm just wondering how they're going to actually police this situation, because let's say that they suddenly the general public turn on everybody and they get 40,000 complaints a day. It could potentially be a bit of a headache for them to police it.
No, indeed. And I think where the regulators will evaluate the complaints from a risk perspective, and it's really about proportionality. So be looking at what is the nature of those complaints and how to deal with them appropriately. And currently, a lot of the regulatory authorities around Europe simply aren't staffed to handle 40,000 complaints a day. So it'll be interesting to see how the GDPR unfolds in the coming months and how it is tackled by the member states.
Just finally, for the small businessman, funny enough, I just had an email from somebody saying, here's a good example. We're a small electrical contractor. We have data on our customers, name, address, work done, what they've paid to us. We have to hold this for guarantees and tax purposes. What do we do?
Well, I think you continue holding it. Possibly the data that they hold is on customers, so there's a legitimate interest to hold that data. So
right.
They don't necessarily have to re-consent with that particular set.
I see. Yes.
Of data. So it's really a question of establishing whether you are duty-bound to re-consent, but clearly there are a number of companies that can claim legitimate interest for tax purposes or other.
Yep.
And certainly when it comes to customer bases, there's a likelihood that they do not have to reconsent with their customers.
Sure. But for example, a real estate company, let's say, and there are a lot of them here in Spain, that come and go all the time. Let's supposing that they've collected a database 10 years ago from people, and I guess when they sell their company, they could pass that database on to whoever bought the company, but we haven't explicitly consented for that new company to email us. So I guess they're the kind of people that really do need to reconsent.
Yes, most likely they need to inform their database of changes in ownership of their data, as well as anything else that's pertinent to their daily business.
Interesting.
With regards to processing their personal data in particular.
Of course. So this is today. It comes into effect. Do you and others who've been following this, Paul, really think that the regulators will make an example of somebody?
Well, I think it's been clearly stipulated by the regulators and by the Working Party 29, which is the collection of European regulators. They work in a committee. It's been stated quite clearly that there is no grace period, so it becomes the law of the land.
Yeah.
I think they will apply fair and proportionate judgment in the coming months, because they acknowledge that there is still a bedding in phase for companies. But clearly where there is blatant misuse of personal data or irregularities, I don't think they'll hesitate to apply administrative fines in conjunction with the regulation as they see fit.
Very interesting.
I think it's really up to companies. You know, what I tend to tell companies is, if you haven't started your GDPR implementation, don't panic. There's no time like the present. And certainly the regulators will be understanding, provided you can demonstrate that you are engaged in project planning in order to comply.
Right.
I think they will show a certain amount of leeway. But certainly larger organizations that have the resources and have had the resources for the last 2 years in order to comply, I think they need to be slightly more cautious and need to demonstrate good due diligence to the regulators that they have been implementing GDPR.
Brilliant. Paul, you've unravelled that wonderfully for us. Thank you very, very much indeed for guiding us through that maze. Really appreciate your time.
That's my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Paul. Paul Jordan, the Europe Managing Director of the International Association of Privacy Professionals. So there we are, GDPR. It's with us now.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary. With Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit MinkyCouture.com to get started.